Hey guys, it's Joey with the BJ Matt Show. Are you looking for a special gift or personalized keepsake for your loved ones? If you are, My Print Bros has you covered. They are your custom one-stop print shop for all your personalized banners, posters, stickers, t-shirts, and much, much more. Check them out at myprintbros.com. Here we are once again, ladies and gentlemen. We are the BJ Matt Show.
Back in action.
Hello.
Here for you.
For you and you only.
Your drive to work.
Or whatever in you're doing. Whatever you're doing.
Or bored at work.
Yeah, or got, yeah.
Working, hardly working.
Australia.
Or lost a bet.
Taking and shit.
You gotta listen to the show now.
Yeah, sorry that this is your consequence.
As usual. What's your fucking irk? Weasel.
Want me to start again?
Start again.
Back-to-back starts. My son has some sores in his mouth.
Oh.
And went into the nurse's office 2 days in a row. So the nurse says, you have to go to the doctor to figure out what the sores in the mouth are. And then come back with like a doctor's note. So I actually had to take him out of school an hour early that day. So took him. The plan was to take him to urgent care for the little $10 copay at Kaiser and get those sores checked out. And urgent care for the kids is between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. and we missed that window.
Had to go ER.
Yeah, we had to go to. They had to send him to 7-year-old to ER. That was a $50 copay.
What was the copay for urgent care?
It had to have been like 10.
Damn.
15.
Damn.
Yeah, so...
dude, that's like... How many McDonald's meals is that?
How much was the dollar amount? 50?
50?
Yeah, dude. Just for me? That's like 20.
Six meals.
Maybe 10.
Wow.
10. Yeah, that's a lot.
Your price is $7.50 or
$8.53. Yeah.
It's like six meals.
I would have just pulled him by the arm and said, you're good to go.
So the diagnosis was canker sores.
Canker sores.
Yeah, so I was a little bit irked by the $50 diagnosis of canker sores.
Just because you missed the cusp.
Did you guys not check him before you brought him in?
The nurse had looked in there and seen the sores, and I had tried to look in there as much as he would let me. But even if I would have saw him, the nurse still wanted us to go get him checked out.
Yeah,
it was kind of whack. Didn't like that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so that was my irk of the day. Was a $50 ER. Who goes to gets in the ER for canker sores?
That might be the most.
I've never heard of that.
Like, I think doctors or nurses or people that check you in, I think they have a list of like why you're there. You had to have been ranked like the biggest bitch of the day, or
with
something.
The hangnail, like a hang.
Yeah,
a hangnail.
Hangnail, canker sore.
Right. And he's been pretty overly dramatic about the sores, so it would make you think that maybe he's got some type of cancerous lesions in his mouth.
Yeah, because they don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Irk of the day.
So one time I went to the doctor, I had the worst stomach ache ever. Like, the worst stomach ache. I thought I had appendicitis. And I went, and they did an ultrasound on me to see if I had appendicitis. And they said what I was feeling was equivalent to period cramps. And I went to the ER for that.
Yeah.
This was like 13, 14 years ago.
So what was it?
Cramps.
Just cramps.
Stomach ache?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had like some bug in my stomach, but it was literally equivalent to menstrual cramps.
Yeah. All the one woman listeners right now are like,
respect.
Yeah, fucking little bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get mad when I'm coaching the girls and like, oh, I can't practice. Cause I have cramps, and I'm like, are you joking? Are you bitching out right now?
Yeah.
And then, but I revert back to my thoughts about how I was in the ER for that.
Take the dates off.
So I'm like, you know what?
You're good.
Do you think it's ever used? So they may have an excuse to, or is it always they do always have the?
I'm pretty sure
it's happening.
They fuck with me once in a while.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, and I can't say anything like, show me your blood. Let me see your tampon.
Right.
I can't say that.
Right.
Yeah. So I just gotta, you know, believe him.
Believe him.
Bleed at.
Bleed at. Bleed that.
Bleed at. It's like believe that.
we got it. You don't have to elaborate. You don't got to explain. Bleed
at.
We got it.
Yeah, bleed at.
We.
It's pretty good.
Again, we got it, Weasel. Thanks. Matthew?
Myrick. I've been struggling the last couple days. I've been struggling bad. I spent all day Sunday crying. Pretty sure everyone in the world knows why I was crying, but I spent the entire day mourning. My irk is the fact that it is now Friday. It has been five days. And I have to stay off social media. As soon as you click Instagram, Facebook, it's you're basically reliving the cycle all over again. And just like a new video popping up, a new picture, just things that you haven't seen before, things that you have seen before that just keep reoccurring. And my mourning and my sadness still the same after 5 days.
Of what? Have you even said? What?
I don't need to. I don't need to. It's Black Mamba. Mamba forever. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant. Yeah. KB24.
5 days after.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better.
And you had recently met him.
I did.
Yeah.
What about a month and a half ago?
I met him, this was in September or October-ish.
Also three, four months ago.
Yeah. His daughter was playing volleyball against the high school team that I coach, and he was there in the stands, and I actually escorted him from his car to inside. Super chill dude. Gave him water, brought him some stuff from the snack bar, and funny story, after the game, he went to his daughter's locker room. He walked back in the gym, and he said to me, "Coach, ball." And I was like, holy shit, Kobe Bryant wants an assist from me right now.
Yeah.
So I pass him the ball. Beautiful fadeaway jump shot.
He fucking shot it?
Yeah.
He says, ball, and you fucking, like, do this
fadeaway? No, he shot it.
I know, but when he asked you for the ball,
did you
just fucking throw it to him, or did you fucking shoot it and fucking throw your shoulder down like you're fucking playing?
I don't know. I just passed it to him across the court, and he just shoots a fadeaway. He gets his own rebound, and then he passes me. He's like, good pass. Passes it to me, and I'm like, fuck, do I shoot it right now?
Or do I just fucking come all over this ball?
Yeah, so I grabbed it and I shot it and I fucking airballed.
No, you didn't.
I swear I airballed.
Right, and and you're the coach.
And I'm the coach. And he was looking at me like, yeah, I was short. Yeah. I was short. Right. And I was like so nervous and I'm like, holy shit, I just airballed in front of Kobe Bryant. And he just looked at me like, wow, you're the coach? But he was a super chill dude. Probably one of the nicest guys ever. Humble, probably, I don't know, like 400 kids were in the gym, and he took a picture with every single one, didn't question it. He was there for his daughter, but, I mean, he's one of the most loved dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for him to have that moment there with you, that's pretty, that's pretty cool.
I asked him if he could speak to my team in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Just talking about staying poised, Mamba mentality, coming in, working in every day, and he even said, listen to your coach.
Mm.
I was like, he's talking about me.
Well, after that fucking pass.
I know. I was like, shit, do you really want to listen to me? I can't even make a jump shot. But yeah, cool dude.
So taking you a bit to get over it.
Yeah. That's for sure, my irk. Struggling. Joey?
I can't believe I'm going to end this with this. I mean, after following that irk of the day.
Yeah.
My irk is... in my business, we actually have a buddy of mine... who I work very closely with, and we actually had him on the show, Clint, psilocybin.
Yeah.
The
mushroom man.
The mushroom healer, man. He actually, today, he gave his notice, like he's no longer going to work with us. Yeah. Really cool dude. I mean, we got along really well. We worked together. I mean, we saw each other.
I didn't realize he worked with you.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to much. And I remember.
Ayahuasca something?
Ayahuasca guy, yeah.
I had no idea he worked with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Usually over there doing mushrooms and ayahuasca, selling houses. Go on, sorry.
And dang, that's going to kind of fucking Clint. Suck. Because we got along really well. I mean, we meshed, in so many different ways. Life, feeling, perspective, ego, like there was just so much. I mean, I can go on all day about the things that we got along with, but yeah, he's no longer going to be with us. He's going to pursue a different company. I guess. Wow. So anyway, best of luck to Clint. That was just kind of a shaker and a fuck up. But yeah, that's my irk.
Sad.
But yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
It's so now it's up. Just you.
Now it's just and me chick? And no, well, I don't know. She, we'll find out. She might bounce too. But as of right now, now it's just
bro,
my partner and I.
You know, yeah, that make you it. Know the weasel wants to get his license to sell a house.
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
He might. Could he,
I'm
ready to sell could houses. Could he take a spot in the office?
New haircut and a wardrobe and talk to people in a nice way and.
Why don't you come tell them and shadow house. Me for a
yeah.
day?
Yeah,
I'd actually. I know a lot about
houses. This could be it.
I'm just saying, your hair.
This could be it.
Is on point. Like yeah. you for sure have.
Yeah.
The real estate.
He's right. He has a Madonna look right now.
I'm just yeah. don't go go fuck yourself, man. Go fuck yeah. yourself, dude.
And I'm like a neighborhood expert.
That's like, true.
I know where.
Why good did you Why did are. You end that with a fucking question mark? I'm yeah. like a neighborhood expert.
Did it?
Yeah. Dude, he knows this city really well. He could sell yeah. a house in this city.
Any city.
He has a radar gun.
Yeah, I have.
I don't know how you would use that in real estate, but you got it.
Outside, you stand outside.
Okay.
At the open house, and you say, look at the people of these neighborhood. They only drive 25 in a 25.
That's huge.
This is the neighborhood you want to live in. I haven't clocked one speeder coming That's on huge. This street
yeah.
in 4 days.
Because I've been sitting here
I've been
for 4 days.
Standing out here as a real estate agent.
He knows all the McDonald's locations in the city.
I'm just, yeah. that's important for
that's huge.
Buyers because I yeah. think you're the only fucking person in the entire city of the Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That goes to fucking McDonald's yeah. and or Jack in the Box
Upland?
Every day.
Upland, do you ever sell houses in Upland or Rancho mm-hmm. Cucamonga?
No.
I could.
Too.
Yeah, Ooh, you don't, but I could.
That he's tapping yeah. into a market that you're not even in.
Right.
I'm you just need, saying. You need this man on your team.
Yeah, I might need to shadow you. Maybe my new name will be The Shadow.
The Shadow.
Yeah, I'll become the yeah The Shadow.
Weasel The Shadow.
Yeah.
Shadow the Weasel.
Drop the Weasel.
No.
No.
No, you got it, dude. That's for sure. Like in a fucking suit. Hey, Mr. and Mr. fucking Mr. and Mr. Seller. My name is The Weasel.
I didn't even realize that you worked for a company.
Yeah. So as a real estate agent, you had to work for a company. Now I don't per se have. I mean, all they essentially do is just. Take a small portion of your fee away whenever you close a transaction. But there's no one saying, hey, you have to go to work. You have to do this because I pay them, essentially. They don't pay me shit. Like, we don't get paid hourly salary. We're our own.
Why do you need them?
Because they hold all the liability. The insurance, the attorneys, yeah, all that stuff. So we pay a small percentage to them. But if and when shit hits the fan...
it don't hit your fan.
It, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't, so this is a
but
very
good
start. But
I could sell a starter. House in Upland or Rancho Cucamonga.
I have a radar gun.
Yeah. You,
All right.
You think it's funny?
I don't think it's funny. Yeah. I think you should come out
I would on really Monday. Love on to Monday. See this.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Would you let him door knock with you?
Fuck no.
I need to dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any pair of... Fucking slacks that are not bell bottoms.
I can get a real estate costume.
A real estate costume.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna feel. Yeah, it's got. It's a costume. You know, I'm not gonna feel comfortable in it.
So, what would the costume consist of?
Some nice slacks that are kind of thin.
All right.
Thin.
Tapered.
Thin.
Tapered, not baggy like my bell bottoms that I wear. You... I probably can't sell houses in my bell bottoms.
Why not? I'm or sure there's a fucking audience.
I probably can't wear my Crocs.
Why not?
Dude.
Dude, in Orange County, sure. in Orange County, it's, I mean, these real estate agents
I'm
that are making
sure if I could
seven get... figures are out in fucking shorts.
Really?
Sandals.
I'm just not sure if I could completely be myself and sell houses. I might need to
Dude, that might be
put
your
on an act a little bit.
No.
A little bit.
You got to be
the first thing in real
professional.
Estate. Yeah, is, no, just be yourself. That's the thing, is be yourself.
I don't know.
Be yourself. Let's test it out. Let's go for a run.
All right.
Let's do it. All right.
I'm interested in houses.
All right. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Joey, I want you to sell a house right now.
Okay.
And then the weasel has to make it in his own version. So he has to make it weasel style.
I'm lost.
So sell a house to me. Sell your house right now to me.
Okay.
The weasel has to sell me your house, but in his own version.
Like impromptu?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now. How many rooms you got?
There's 5 bedrooms here. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,200 square feet.
Oof.
In the neck of the Heights.
Oof, that's good.
Asking price. $750.
Oof. Okay. What's unique about your house?
What's unique about my house, Weasel? Come on. You're here.
What's your name?
All right, we'll work on this. Never mind. Welcome back to this.
I'm a work in progress.
For sure, my open houses are off the chain. Like, we're fucking... I'm playing some really good upbeat music.
It seems different than what I've pictured.
Wine.
Right.
Drinks.
So I like that.
Fucking tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Not what I would have thought.
However, I did find it relatively funny and I thought would have been offensive, but then I got over it because I'm like, fuck it. But when I sold Matt's parents' house, which is out here in the Heights, predominantly Asian. Well, I did not do this on purpose, but I just got egg rolls as a spread. And I got those caramel chocolates called Nips. Nips.
Yeah.
And I had those.
He was working on 2020. Zero fucks given.
Yeah. Well, this was before 2020, but halfway into the open house, I looked at my fucking spread and I'm like, dude, this can be taken very offensive.
Maybe I have a shot.
You could.
I might have a shot. If he's bringing in Nips to Rolling Heights, then maybe the Weasel's got a shot here.
You got a shot.
Just saying.
In his open house, he wouldn't do wine.
What do you mean? What would you do? What would you serve at open houses? If I'm serving wine and
cheeseburgers,
beer,
McDonald's cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets.
What? For what? You have to serve food?
No, that's just the way I do it. I always provide a platter of, you know, snacks, food, hors d'oeuvres, and or.
I don't know. My first thought is like board games.
Board games.
Yeah, like we play some Monopoly in the house.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird. This is my first thought. I have not conventional here.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. I just get the feel of like this is a fun time. I don't know.
It's a fun time. We're playing.
Dude.
Okay. I'll come up with other ideas.
That's
if that
pretty
was
pretty rare.
Yeah. Got it. Hi, Weasel. Can you tell me about this house?
I have this board game laid board out game here. Monopoly.
Monopoly. Yeah.
Dude, that's good. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
If I win, you have to buy the house? No. No gambling or anything, right?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? There's a lot of Asian gamblers out there. Pretty sure they'll take it. Just saying. We'll give it a go.
Monday.
I'll have it. Actually, I do have an open house coming up in the next like 3 weeks. You can come out with me. We'll do it.
We'll film it.
All right.
We'll film it. Yeah. Put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll have our viewers can see this live.
I do want to see it. I guess the part I would worry about is a lot of, I feel sales, a lot of talking.
No.
Just people.
No, I'm not the least bit salesy at my open houses. I give them a flyer. I say, here, take a look. Look at the flyer. Let me know if you have questions.
You don't like it? Fuck off.
Yeah. Let them. And if they like it,
you can do that.
Then they start asking questions. How many bedrooms is this? Has anyone died? Is there a church nearby?
They ask a lot of questions.
When was the last time
I like to answer questions a lot.
See? Yeah. And you can answer like one worded.
Yeah.
Answers. What year was this built, Brent? Weasel? 1954.
Easy.
Okay. When was it last remodeled? 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's salesy right there.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's really salesy.
Just one worded. Straight to the point.
Straight
That's it.
To it.
Are there any offers? No. That's it.
I like that.
Just saying.
I'm not hornswaggling you.
No. You're not persuading anybody.
Yeah.
Can we submit an offer? Sure.
Wow.
Great win.
Wow.
Now.
You could do that, Weasel.
Yeah.
Can I use your restroom? No.
Do you ever talk about the neighborhood? Are you a neighborhood expert?
Out here, I am. Probably not.
Are you a neighborhood expert like the Weasel, though?
Out here? You are a nosy motherfucker.
Yeah, can you tell me how many kids are playing on this street at 6 p.m.?
You are a nosy motherfucker.
Yeah. Oof, you need to know those things. Yeah, I would find out if I didn't know.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Monday.
Let's give it a go.
Monday.
Blue Ribbon School?
I knew that.
Okay, you should.
Yeah.
Basic.
Basic shit.
Next door neighbors?
Asian.
Background checks?
Oh, I think
no, I'm the next door neighbors. You know, you want them. I don't want to bring you into a dangerous situation. You know, Megan's Law.
Ooh, there's a disclosure form for that too.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, he's onto it. He's doing pretty well.
Yeah. I want to bring you into a safe house.
And play Monopoly.
For your family.
A transaction, though, can be like a pretty arduous process. I don't think you like that. You don't like these, like, long, complicated processes.
Like escrow?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to explain and go through over, like, 200 documents with your clients. Yeah, look at he's sweating already. He's fucking turning red. I don't know. Maybe this isn't for you.
Maybe not.
I would have to see that.
Short-lived.
I would have to see that part of it. Initial here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to see that part of it.
Sign here. What does this mean? What are the legalities?
The paperwork.
Yeah.
Short-lived.
I call it pencil pushing.
What's dual agency?
Pencil pushing.
Yeah. No. Mm. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we've...
I like that. I like the ideas that are floating around.
All right.
Dude, your wife's going to love you.
I mean, it's better than a stay-at-home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could still be a stay-at-home and work on the side.
Yeah.
Mm. Sell like 3 houses a year, dude.
I like real estate.
Just said I like real estate. All right. We're going to pivot because I think we've bored the shit out of our fucking listeners.
Maybe.
With this 20-minute intro of why
Brian should join 20 minutes? Estate. Wow. That was fast. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about this.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know if I'm ready.
We have a topic? Something big?
We usually don't have a topic, but we just go in with it. There's been a lot of emotions over this week. Kind of just jumping on Matt's bandwagon of his irk. Yep. And I don't know. I think that there's things that I certainly want to talk about and kind of get off my chest, and some of it may be a little bit of a closure, and you know, some people may feel like, well, who the fuck are you? But
the death of Kobe Bryant, the death of Kobe Bryant accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 days ago.
Yep.
Early morning, what, 9:54 AM or
yep.
10. Yeah, he, you know.
9:52.
Yeah,
it's going to probably be one of these moments where you remember where you were and how you heard and found out, right?
Definitely do.
I mean, I remember it was Sunday morning. And
definitely do. I was
KNX 1070 is where I heard the news because I was driving in the car.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Weasel was the first one to let me know.
That text.
I was getting ready for my basketball game at a game, and then he sent it in the group chat, is Kobe Bryant dead? And then I was like, fucking Weasel. Doesn't know shit about basketball.
Joker.
Then I saw it and I'm like, wow, this is for sure a lie. Because a few months ago, there was a Kevin Hart. You guys remember the Kevin Hart one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart accident. Paralyzed. Yeah, that happened. Paralyzed, crushed throat or something. We'll never be able to tell a joke again. And I was like, holy shit. And then I Googled it and it was like, hoax. So I'm like, someone's fucking with us. Can't be real. And I don't mean to put this on the same wavelength, but I feel like this tragic accident is kind of on the same level, nowhere near the same level as like severity, but the same level of like emotion and impact of 9/11. And I feel like 9/11, that happened when I was in 7th grade, and I still remember what I did that day, where I was.
So you're talking about just like the surrounding and where you were and who you were with. Yeah. Like you're talking about that much of an impact. Yeah. I mean, even though that was a, you know, a worldwide.
Yeah. Nowhere near the severity level, but
right.
For sure, like the same impact, especially for someone like me who's idolized him for.
Yeah.
Since I was 7.
Yeah.
Just been, love that dude. So I think that probably 50 years from now, when I talk to it about my grandkids or.
Yeah.
Whomever, it's going to be, oh, I was getting ready for my basketball game, and the Weasel texted me, and that's how I found out.
Why do we feel this way over someone that we've never met? I mean, it made such a big impact. You know, when I found out that morning, like, you can't help but feel like, shit, we just lost. I mean, we, you know, over the last few years, I mean, we've lost some pretty big celebrities. Yeah. You know, sorry, from fucking Michael Jackson, from Prince,
Paul Walker,
yeah. You know, and those hit, you're like, dude, that really sucks. You know, and then just to know how they passed too, but for some reason, but some fucking strange reason, this one just dug like real, real deep.
I think his impact on the world, especially not just the basketball world, but since he's retired, his impact that he's had, you know, coaching little kids to trying to change the whole learning experience for kids by creating a podcast to teach them about life, writing books for kids. Just the impact he's had, not only on the sports world, but just people in general, has been probably, I can't think of another person that has had impact that he's had. And on top of that, I think the part that hurt me the most, and maybe I'm being biased because I have a daughter, but when I found out his daughter was with him, crushed me.
I 100%. Because
you just put yourself in the shoes of him. So it's, I don't know. It's
my
tough.
Biggest, and this is like, you know, this, we don't get too cheesy on the show, but my biggest fear in life is not being able to be there for my family, for my kids, right? And if you are, or if you're, you know, you just want to always be able to console them, right?
Right,
to ensure that everything's going to be okay. And I don't think he was able to do that in those last 10, 15, 20 seconds, whatever that was, however long it was.
With the daughter that he was with.
With his daughter that he was with. I do not think he was able to do that. I mean, you could only try, you can hug, you can say stuff, but again, I mean, details, you know, still haven't surfaced. We don't know, you know,
do you think they knew that was going to happen? It sounded like maybe it just was a real sudden hit the side.
Again, I mean, there's a lot of things.
What I heard was that I heard two different things. First one being he was at a certain elevation, and for him to get to ground level, he was going 187, 184 miles per hour.
Which
is fast as shit. But for him to get from where he was to ground level, going that speed is 3 minutes. So for me, when I thought about that, I was like, so him and his daughter talked to each other for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Knowing like, holy shit, like we're never going to see your mom and your siblings ever again.
Why would they?
No, because I thought he reached out to air traffic controllers and he spoke to them like 20 seconds. It was a very short period of time where he spoke to air traffic controllers and until they lost contact with him. I don't think it was 3 minutes.
My view was that they were coming in the fog and they slammed the side of the mountain without even seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why there's so many things going around that you just don't know. You have no, and then that's what even hits even harder. It's like you have no idea what was going on in that however long it was.
I think the type of accident plays into the way we feel.
Huge, right? Huge. But I feel the same way, Matt. Like you get hit one way, you know, just knowing that something has happened and he's no longer here.
Yeah.
And then to know that his daughter, his 13-year-old fucking daughter, was with him, it just, it hurts and it just sucks even that much more. And then to know all those people in there as well, right? Like I want to, you know, give notice to all the other people that were in there as well. Because I know so many people were saying Kobe and Gigi. Again, the other people were human too. They had families. I mean, there was an entire family in there that, you know, lost their life too. So certainly do want to give notice.
Yep, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, there's just, it just felt like it was just getting worse and worse. And I've been relatively fortunate that I haven't lost anyone in my, you know, direct family, close circle. I mean, I have both my parents. I have both of my grandparents from both sides. I mean, I've lost pretty much both great grandparents that I was that I knew of, and I've hung out with a few times. But they've gone, and but that's it. You know, I think the last death that I cried over was my fucking dog. We had a gnarly pit bull that we had for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
And that was really tough. I mean, I thought I was going to hold it together pretty well. And when I went to my mom's house, when my mom and my sisters were telling me that she was taking her last breath, we shot down over there. And Yeah, that was fucking just tough. That's super fucking tough. But anyway, that's the only, you know, that's the latest, you know, the last memory I have of crying over a death. But I was seriously crying over, you know, the death of Kobe Bryant. Yeah. You know, I fucking was seriously crying. And just again, you know, to your point, Matt, it just every day you hear a different story and you just hear how much of an amazing, you know, man, father, husband, human being he was. Huge fucking role model.
I was seeing some of the pictures of the Mamba Academy. So yeah. I didn't realize he had a whole community basketball program for kids.
Yeah. He was on his way to that.
Yeah.
Right. He was on his way to a clinic and then they were going to have games right after. And you just see the gym filled with probably a couple hundred kids just on their knees.
Yeah.
In misery after the death. I think one of the stories I heard was that when they found the bodies of Kobe and his daughter, that Kobe had both his arms wrapped around his daughter.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that article.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I mean, if that doesn't show
the
type of dad he is, it's tough.
But again, yeah, to your part, it doesn't go away. It's like every day, it's, you know, 5 days have gone by. Today they just did the tribute game. And again, I was watching that and just they were just showing clips.
Yeah.
And clips of just, you know, how passionate. I mean, really amazing motivational speaker.
Yeah.
And true testament to how much of an amazing player he was. You know, I mean, he really meant so much to the game, to so many people. But yeah, it's very fucking bizarre. It's ultra bizarre as to why you feel this way over someone that you haven't met, you know.
What do you guys feel from this situation, like what do each of you feel you'll do differently, or maybe something that's changing you from his death? Because I mean, I feel that every death has a reason behind it.
Yeah.
So, like, is there anything that you catch yourself doing differently or thinking differently, or anything like that?
Weasel.
Maybe just trying to enjoy the moment with my own family and thinking like, what if that had happened to me? You don't want to just want to be there to see and spend as much time with your family and your kids as you can. So maybe just trying to enjoy the moment more and realize that you don't know the time or the place where it could happen, and it could happen any time. And, you know, if you knew that you this was going to, if I knew that I was going to go down in a helicopter next week, what would I do in these coming days? You know, I would try and appreciate every single second of every day.
Right.
So why not try to do that as much as you can, you know, not knowing when this could happen to any of us. I mean, one of the things I've feel is that it's this accident has brought a lot of people together.
Yeah.
And something that a politician and politics can't do. You know, we're very divided.
I agree.
In this country, and it was kind of inspiring a little bit to feel people be together, you know, someone who might have a political view that's very different from another person, all talking about Kobe and type of person he was and his legacy here on earth and transcending beyond some of the politics that's so divided in our country. It was really good to, I mean, I don't want to feel anything good about a death, you know, there's a lot of sadness thinking about the family hurt, but inspiring that someone could bring people together. Yeah. You know, there is a chance for people to be understand each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like once all this went down, I almost feel like not insignificant, but I just feel like I'm just not doing enough.
Right.
You know, I mean, I wake up every single day early for my kid, for my family. You know, like I get my, you know, ass to work, you know, and I do enjoy my work very much. But I wake up early, I make my kids food. Like, you know, I get up before anybody else, you know, the house is completely, you know, quiet and I'm doing my thing and I'm ultra focused every single day from the moment I open my eyes to the fucking, you know, to the moment I close them at night before I go into sleep. And it's all just for my kids.
Yeah.
And I still feel like there's so much more I can do. I feel like I'm giving just 30-40% of my fullest potential, you know. And one of the things as to why he was using a helicopter so much, I mean, that was his almost primary source of transportation.
Yeah. Spend more time with his kids.
It's to spend more time with his family. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, that just shows, you know, again, what type of person he was. And you're right. Like, let's not take, it sounds so cliche to say, you know, it takes a death to start to realize and not take things for granted.
Yeah.
Time, you know, with your family and just time in general. But unfortunately, I think this time is going to pass and we're going to maybe go back to our ways, you know, hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
I didn't realize how inspirational he was. You know, some of the videos and things that are popping up on the news feeds, and wow, this guy was a really inspirational, kind-hearted person. And
I need one of those.
Tough to lose someone like that from this planet who's doing so much good. And busy as the guy probably was as a celebrity, he was still like coaching his daughter's travel ball team.
Yep,
fucking nuts.
That takes a lot of time to volunteer just to do that. So. Yeah, it's hard to see someone who's doing so much on the planet go down.
Yeah.
And also, so I'm still thinking about how hard it must be for his wife and his two kids.
Three other kids who are still there.
I mean, oh my God. They lost a sister who they're, I think if I looked at the ages of the kids, there's a, was she Gianna the oldest?
No, she's the second.
She's the second oldest.
So there's probably.
Was it eight, 19-year-old?
She's 17.
I'm sure those other sisters are pretty close with her.
Yeah.
You know, and to lose
for sure.
To lose a that family seems pretty close, and to lose a sister like that is devastating for those kids. And you know, the money doesn't matter at that point, right? I mean, they got probably millions and maybe even billions with even everything that's now. The money doesn't matter.
And they were so local. Yeah. His wife, you know, Vanessa. What, Montebello? Down the street? That's where she went to high school. And that, you know, that's where they met. It, you know, you see these photos surfacing of how long they've been together, you know, coming from nothing, you know, to being drafted at 17.
Yep.
And stood by his side the entire time. After all the drama, all that shit that went on in his life, just stood true. And
goals.
Yeah. Fuck, for sure. But I feel like I'm just not doing enough. I just feel like you got to push. But yet still be true to your family. And you're right. You never know, unfortunately.
I feel like I've spent a lot of time dwelling on things that don't matter. Like I don't make enough money, or I don't get a sale. Yeah, they matter. Yeah, it's important. I should push harder and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like everyone says, you know, you don't. Money doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. And it's really about the people you love. And just not being petty, not holding on to stupid shit, not being mad at each other for things that are so like small and minuscule compared to the grand scheme of things in life. So I think, you know, changing that's important. And then I just wanted, like, after this whole situation happened, I have a daughter and I just want her to go home and just hold her. Just hug her and
spend some more time.
Yeah, just be the best I can be for her. And I think that he did a good job of leading by example.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we should all, we all have kids. And Weasel has a son. You have three daughters.
Yeah.
I got one. So I think best we can do is just carry on his legacy that way.
And have more kids so you can continue to be.
Are you telling me
to have more kids? I'm telling you to have more kids.
I'm just so comfortable with one, like.
You just finished saying that you don't want to, you know, push as hard for that sale. Are you telling me that you're going to be a little more complacent? Get a little 9-to-5?
One daughter? No, not a 9-to-5 for sure.
No?
One daughter?
Why?
Can't.
It's easy.
I'm unemployable.
I want to get healthy still. Get that health going.
Well, first of all, you said you wanted to drink more beer in 2020.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
So. As a matter of fact, we gave you one last week. We gave him a beer, and it got warm in his hand because he didn't even drink it. I held it
for about 2 hours over there
on the couch. Bullshit.
Yeah, 2 hours, and it was so terrible after sipping it after 2 hours. It was so warm.
I thought you, being such a fucking white dude, you would enjoy that warm beer. I seriously thought you were doing it on purpose. I was like, dude, fucking typical white dude. Just let that beer get nice and warm.
Corona?
Oh my gosh.
You the like drink? Coronas?
The drink?
There's
or the virus?
Yeah, there is something like that.
The coronavirus.
You know, you heard about that?
That had started with like a Mexican dude drinking too much beer. It's
Look at Mexican dude probably nailed someone in China where it started.
Probably. Drinking too many Coronas and then...
So it's scary or not? Not really.
I don't know. Like, you hear so many stories from both sides.
Do you guys know anyone who's got it? Oh, man. Not like that.
Kingston.
Oh, dude.
He's from China.
Is he really?
He might.
He's not our own.
Dude, I don't think you have to go far around here, dude. It's
like our only Asian friend we know.
I've been in the grocery store and you know the bags for vegetables and fruits and all
that?
Yeah. People at the grocery store are having those bags on their heads.
Over their heads.
Do you know anyone who's got the coronavirus?
What?
Like, I don't know anybody who knows anybody who has it. That's why I'm confused.
No, because it's not that many people.
So
yet.
Yeah, but why is there so, why are we so fearful?
Yet.
Why are we so fearful?
Because there was a
Nobody even has it.
In Orange County. I know, that's the thing. It's everyone's fucking flipping over
Nobody has
it. Dude, do you not know how like bad a cold can get passed and how easy it is?
No, I get it.
So like, you could pass it to the weasel. The weasel can go maybe make out with a couple guys.
Yeah.
Boom. Three guys have it.
Now they go.
If I just knew one person who got it and was in really bad shape,
yeah,
I would be more scared.
I thought that those masks, like those respirator masks, they actually protect you as a person that's infected from spreading it to others. It doesn't protect you if you don't have it and you have that mask and you're around someone that does. It
stops your spit from going to other people.
You can get it in your eyes.
Yeah.
So why do people wear the masks?
Well, I think that's not going to work. I think what's going to work are
goggles.
Goggles and plastic bags from the grocery store.
For sure the plastic bags, yeah.
I think that, yeah. Yeah, they're like head condoms.
You just wear it on your head?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this.
Well, it's the BJ matchup.
You can say whatever the fuck you want, but you got
to be very close. I actually asked Kingston this through Facebook Messenger. Why is it these face masks, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is it a certain ethnicity is wearing it more? Am I allowed to say that? I don't want to get in trouble.
I think
it's mostly Asian
people. Mexicans.
No,
I think no.
I totally was gonna think Mexicans.
No,
dude.
It's a lot of no. Am I off base here?
Maybe they're just more health conscious.
Like at my son's school, there's kids wearing it, but the only kids that are wearing it are Asian.
Because the Asians are the ones.
Is it a cultural
that
like,
have it?
No, that makes no.
Yeah,
makes no sense though.
Yeah, so they're like
only Asians can get it.
Started in China.
But so I can't get it because I'm Caucasian. Like it doesn't.
You can get
like all the kids that are wearing it are born in the U.S.
Well, like why do the Asians wear like the face masks, the Darth Vader masks when they drive?
Because that's the sun.
Yeah. So why is it only them?
They only care. Everyone else
Googled that today. This is weird. I Googled that because I was looking, like, trying to figure out where to buy one of those visors.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I Googled, I can say it. I Googled Asian visor and it popped up. That was the name.
Oh, yeah. That's
Is it offensive?
So I'm looking to get one. And the reason why is because someone brought up that because of the Asians are very concerned about their skin.
Right.
And that the sun rays is damaging. And that reason.
In 2002, I was actually, for Halloween, I was an Asian driver. I had one of those masks. And I had the gloves, too.
Oh, the freaking dishwashing gloves.
Yeah, the dishwashing
gloves.
The yellow ones.
Yeah.
That's pretty borderline there.
But to my defense, hold on. Can I explain myself?
No.
Okay. Next question.
You can.
I was very, very popular with the Asians. I mean, most of my girlfriends in high school were Asian. And they thought it was hilarious.
They wanted you.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they loved it.
I actually got my product, from my girlfriend's.
Yeah.
Can I borrow this?
Can I borrow your mom's? Yeah. So.
So they care about their skin.
Yeah, I think they care about themselves. Yeah. More than we do.
Their arms getting sunburned when they drive.
If I
and they care about the coronavirus.
Uh huh.
Is that would it be insensitive?
Insensitive.
Would it be insensitive?
Yeah.
If you wore one?
Yeah.
No. You're white.
Yeah.
You care about skin cancer.
Okay.
No, white people don't care about skin cancer.
Well yeah, white people get it more than anybody else.
Yeah, because they don't care about it.
That's why you should never wear sunscreen.
I know. You should. I can tell by your face that you don't wear any facial protection.
Not needed.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. Call me Leatherneck.
I just saw this today. A flight from Asia, from China, got rerouted to the military base. Did you guys hear about that?
I did hear about that.
Because they were fearful that there was infected people on that plane.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
That's fucked up.
Is that too paranoid or is that cool?
I don't know. I don't know if it's too paranoid. I don't know if they're being proactive. I don't know if they're being fucking assholes. I don't know.
That's an asshole move.
And Delta today canceled all flights going into China.
Damn.
Dude, our buddy Derek was asking an entrepreneur he was going to go out to China, and he said, fuck that.
Fuck.
It's like, and he canceled it. Did you see those fucking videos of people in China restaurants eating these bats?
Yeah.
That's what they're suspecting that maybe
dude, that's came fucking from disgusting.
That. No, it was like dogs, bats.
That's so fucking wrong.
Why?
I mean, I get it's a cultural thing, and look, I'm being extremely biased because... One, in my fucking Mexican culture, my grandma, we used to eat fucking, they're called cueritos to all our fucking, to all of our fucking
cuero?
Mexican or Hispanic listeners.
Little whites?
Cueritos is cueritos. Literally, cuero. Dude, like a half inch thick pig skin. So it's literally pig skin.
Chicharron?
Yeah, it's like chicharron, but fresh.
Wait, raw skin?
It's raw skin.
What's wrong with you guys?
And it's just boiled in water and then just seasoned. And I swear, when we used to eat it with tostadas, like sabroso. That crunchy tortillas, oof. Dude, there was like sabroso. Sometimes hair coming oof. Out of them. dude, it was the fucking best. And it, like the fucking juice too at the end. You're just... Pelo. Oh my God, it's fucking disgusting.
Oof.
And then to top it off, if you're a winner, you would get a fucking... A pig's fucking, the foot, the pig's or a chicken's foot on top. Yeah, that was a topper. Wow. So it's like the hierarchy in the family, right? So like the grandpas and the fucking dads, they would get their tostadas with pig skin on there, right? And then to top it off, you know, like now it's like the topper's like dessert or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
They used to get the fucking pig's, you know, foot.
Or tasty. Like,
yeah.
Ay, cabrón.
Yeah. So I get it's a cultural thing, but
bats though? Bats? Man, this just looks scary to even eat.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
But if you hadn't seen it, wouldn't a cow look crazy to eat?
No, yeah, but the way they eat the bat is
like
the bat's
right in there. Yeah.
It's like looking at you like
almost like the cow's head was in the bowl.
But yeah. It's like in Hawaii, right? In Hawaii, it's like when Trish and I got married in Hawaii, we've been vegetarian for a while, but when we got married we're still vegetarian. So we were at this, you know, luau, and there's fucking this rotisserie fucking pig, you know, and they're just cutting it and passing it.
Filipinos do that.
And that's their thing. Yeah. And Trish and I just looked at each other like, all right, I guess.
It has a big ass apple in the mouth. Yeah. Filipinos are mad obsessed with that. Apple in the mouth.
Yeah.
Eat the skin.
Yeah. I did that.
Dip it in the sauce.
I was there.
When was the last time you had that, Matt?
Probably like, maybe like a year ago.
Oh my God.
I had it 2 years ago. In the Philippines.
Ooh. Yeah, authentic.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
fucking... Cavite Indang.
Ooh. Cavite Indang. Whoa. Damn. Man, why don't you bring that accent over here?
He speaks Spanish? He speaks Tagalog? Wow.
Por supuesto. Way.
Oh, you throw the way in there too at the end.
Damn. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Let's fucking do some shit.
So, this coronavirus is cool. We're cool.
I think
I'm cool with it.
I think we're good.
I don't think it's going to blow up or anything.
No. Maybe. I'm just a little concerned because I got a young daughter. She just turned 2. So that's my concern. And she has her own issues that, you know, we got to keep her immune system as strong as possible at all times.
It just doesn't seem like it's around the area.
You know, I don't know. People are saying it. You know, it's being downplayed. It's, you know,
dude, Orange County and LA County too now.
Dude, we're borderline where we're right live now. Yeah, we're right borderline.
But you can go 2 blocks away from here. But only a couple cases, right? I mean, if hundreds of people are getting sick.
Then I think it was like
nine deaths.
Nine deaths in the U.S.
Yeah, that's doesn't seem like that many.
But they said if you get like a fever,
or it's a respiratory like that, infection. So it starts with a fever, but it's the sore throat, it's the trouble breathing.
Do you think we'll look back and it'll be like when we look back to 2020, like in the year 2030, and we look back to some of the media hyped events, that it will be like, ooh, the bird flu, or
Ebola.
Or Hong Kong SARS. Flu, or one of the media hypes, or like Coney. Remember Coney 2012?
Oh, remember Coney? Coney? Remember Coney? Africa,
let's
right?
Get him, let's get him. Let's get Coney.
Coney, that's right.
Let's get the guy in Africa, the bad guy.
The bad dude.
Put those things all over the posters.
Yeah, I remember.
Coney 2012.
That's true. It might be.
I remember. Didn't the guy that like started that movement, didn't he end up going like crazy? Yeah. I remember conspiracy, that, dude. Conspiracy, yeah. Theories.
I actually forgot about that. It's crazy.
Coney. That's funny, dude.
Crazy guy. I think we're safe, though. We should be.
I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. All right.
We don't need to buy any masks unless you want, Brent, unless you want a costume.
I was thinking of maybe just selling them. Mark them up. Ooh, entrepreneur.
Look at this. I like your thinking. Wow.
What do you call them? Memes? Memes.
Ooh. Oh, do memes on them.
Yeah. BJ mask.
Oh, dude. Ooh.
BJ mask.
Yeah. BJ
mask. Yeah. Earth BJ. Of the Day mask. Yeah.
Everyone's just dogging each other. 100%. All fucking pissed.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like fuck you on a mask. Fuck everybody. Fuck the world.
Or how about I got disease. It? Just says I got it. It.
I got dude, it. No one would fuck with you. That. Everyone would leave you alone.
I'm gonna drop him off my son on Monday morning with an "I got it" man.
Your son at school? Dude, how that one fucking Uber? Did you see that one fucking Uber video where this fucking Asian Uber picks up this one guy and it was like this joke? The guy has a fucking mask on and he says, "The nearest hospital, please." Oh. He fucking starts coughing. Oh. The guy's like, "Dude, where the fuck are you coming from?" Oh, and he fucking tells him he's like, "Comes from
the third party." The weasel's crying right now.
It's funny. It's a good idea. I got it. I got it, mask. I want it. I got it.
Oh, fuck.
All right, your job Monday
is
to get a mask.
And just Sharpie. Write on
Sharpie.
It.
Sharpie. I got it.
And send it to us.
With a sad face.
Yeah.
I got it. Sad face. I got it.
No, like, you know how you could see like a little bit of blood or something? Put like some tomato sauce or ketchup on the inside of it so people think you're coughing up blood. It
fucking seeps through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, of course.
See how that goes.
Yeah, Mr. Weasel, your fucking son's been in the fucking nurse's office the entire day. Yeah, just in case. He won't take off his "I got it" mask. Anyway.
Well, it's been a sad show.
Yeah, it's been a really sad show.
It's a serious one. There's a,
it's
good, though.
Talked a little bit about the Black Mamba, Mamba Forever.
Let's actually name. Let's shout out the names to those people who had passed with him.
Definitely.
Prayers, positive thoughts, and energy.
Yep.
To the Alyssa Altobelli family. John.
Altobelli.
Oh, Altobelli.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. I've heard it like
Carrie Altobelli
50 million times. I memorized it.
Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, the pilot, Ara Zamboyan.
Zamboyan. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant. Let's also do, what do you guys want to do? An 8.2 second moment of silence?
Yeah,
24.2.
Might be too long. Someone might fall asleep. Yeah, let's do 8.2. 8.2 moment of silence.
8.2 moment of silence, wherever you're at.
Definitely.
Just some time to quiet and reflect. That was good.
Cool.
Rest in peace. All right, guys. Rest in peace. As always, we end these shows with What Are You Grateful For? I think this is going to be a really cool special one because of all that's going on. Matt, if you take it away.
I'm just grateful that I'm able to experience life still and I'm able to spend time with my daughter. Like I was saying earlier, I just, during this whole tragedy, I just wanted to hold my little girl. And I'm lucky that I'm blessed enough to be able to do that every day and see her grow up and be in culture and be at all her events. And hopefully I can continue to do that every day and until I'm old and wrinkly. But definitely grateful that I get to open my eyes every day.
I'm grateful for athletic stars who can transcend their sports and be positive role models in their community and for people in general. So often we see sports stars caught up in their game and everything is it can get selfish and practicing for themselves, but it's good to see athletes that that really care about other things.
Yeah.
I want to jump on a few things that you guys touched on again. Just, you know, grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for you guys. You know, over the past few years, just got a lot of really cool support from, you know, some really cool tight friends and family. And just not to be an asshole. Just don't be an asshole, wait, guys.
I thought 2020 was...
Yeah, that was your...
That was before the accident.
Wow, you're changing.
I don't know, so maybe. So
Kobe had an effect on you.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, look it. Wait. Let's reverse this shit.
Okay.
2020, I was going to say, my resolution-ish was going to just less...
Zero fucks given. Yeah,
but it didn't have to be... That wasn't to be an asshole.
No, you said... I'm gonna be more of a dick this year.
Did I?
You did today. No, Weasel, did, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Don't be a dick, guys. Wow. Don't be a dick. For the most part, I'm not a dick. I mean, I open the door for people. I don't cut
people off. Dude, you left me outside when I got here for like 10 minutes. Freezing. You're a dick.
I was looking up through the camera too. Wow. Laughing.
So my nipples get all hard outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
And once I got hard, I came down. I was like,
that's why you opened the door. I was like, dang, you opened the door right
when that was pretty quick.
It was quick.
Don't be a dick, guys. Someone cuts you off. Don't fucking honk. It's all that shit is seriously insignificant.
What about
it's
if your kids come home from vacation?
I mean, hopefully they just don't come back too soon.
Oh, okay.
You know? It's like hopefully they can stay there a little longer.
Okay.
You know? Are you referencing something I said?
Random thought.
You gotta listen to everything, guys.
I want to give a shout out to one of our advertisers.
I'm not done yet. Just don't be a dick, guys. Don't be a dick. That's it.
I was kind of dickish right now. You just...
I was testing.
That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, see? Yeah. I wasn't being a dick. Because I wasn't even done. Who's a dick now?
Seemed like you were done.
Well.
Wow. So
talk about our advertisers. Big money.
Because look, guys, I mean, all this stuff is just, again, you know, if you're driving, if someone cuts in front of you in the drive-through,
don't honk.
It's not going to change people's minds.
Yeah.
Leave that ego at home. It's not doing anything for you. Yeah. You know, someone stops in front of you because they don't know what they're doing, and you fucking slam on your horn. What's that going to do?
Yeah.
It's not going to change your mind. They're going to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm never going to do that again."
Right.
Every single thing has a resolution. Everything.
Or someone sideswipes your car and like...
Yeah. If they sideswipe your car, don't fucking take advantage of them and just fucking ask for $400.
Yeah, don't take their cash. That's fucked up.
Don't do that, guys.
I would never.
Good.
So,
good.
Again, guys, just don't be an asshole. And teach your kids not to be assholes too. Please.
Yep.
There's a lot of asshole kids out there. Bad Weasel.
Advertisers? Yeah, a word for them for like to buy stuff. If you need any banners and words on a banner, call Kingston.
No, that wasn't.
555-5785.
Ooh, that's his phone number?
That yeah. No. If you need a banner, are you looking for a banner?
Wow.
Are you looking for the best printer this side of the Mississippi?
Printer? He sells printers?
Like he prints words on.
Oh, he prints, but he doesn't sell printers though. Yeah. Come on.
He can get you one, I bet.
Are you looking for a special gift or personalized keepsake for your loved ones? If so, our buddies at Prints Bros got you covered. It's your one-stop shop for all your personal print products, custom banners, stickers, t-shirts. They do our t-shirts too here at BJ Matt.
They do stickers?
They do stickers too.
I'm going to hit them up for stickers. I need stickers actually.
Kobe Bryant stickers?
Yeah.
Got to.
The licensing?
Check them out at myprintbros.com. That's myprintbros.com. Check them out. Super cool guys.
It's my favorite.
We love them. That's it, guys. That's a wrap. Thanks so much. Till the next one.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hey guys, this is Matt from the BJ Matt Podcast Show. We want to thank you guys for always listening in. We'd like to extend an invite to anyone that is interested in sponsoring any episodes. If you or anyone you know is interested, please feel free to contact us at bjmattpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to make a small monthly donation to the BJ Matt Podcast Show, please visit the homepage of the Anchor app on your desktop. Thank you.